Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity, and your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Full Coverage, your favorite podcast with Manny MUA.
Laura Lee.
The best host you've ever fucking seen in your whole life.
I paid him to say that.
The best in the whole world.
The whole world.
Laura, it's been, this is like our, like, it's so funny, whenever we film our first episode coming back, it's like been 2 weeks since we filmed, so I was like, what the fuck is up?
What's up?
It's like we have to catch y'all up on stuff. We have to catch each other up on stuff. Mind you, I see Laura throughout the entire week and talk to her every day. But still, it's nice to do like a pod catch up too.
I feel like, by the way, we were just talking. I took Manny on a bike ride recently, which was interesting.
It was so fun, one.
You're going to do it again?
Absolutely.
My tire's flat.
No, it's not.
Yes.
Laura, I haven't checked in mine's flat. I forgot.
I meant to text you yesterday. We ran over stickers and on our bikes. And I said, Manny, you gotta check your tires, coming flat. Tires,
let's have that conversation. My tires had so many stickers in them where they literally were like, Manny, are you well?
And I was like, dang, your tire's probably gonna be flat. And we walked out into the garage. Tyler, will you order me a new inner tube right now? Okay, anyways.
What about me if I
need
one?
Yeah, you need to order Manny one. Oh, that's true. That's true.
I think it's going to be flat.
Go home and check. I'll try to text and write you. But anyways, I go out into the garage or tie day. He was like, your tire's flat. It got me.
Will you send me a photo of what a flat tire looks like?
Oh, you'll know. That bitch is flat. Because I literally like,
what does it look like?
You know how
like?
A tire's round? At the yes. bottom, it's a straight line. Like it is flat, flat.
Got it. Okay, so
it's
that's how you know.
It's questionable. It's like, oh, it's that not bitch
like,
is
it's
flat.
Like, oh, there's like light air.
No, it's like sitting that's on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So it's literally flat to the ground.
It's a doozy.
That's why it's called flat, because it's flat to the ground.
Interesting.
I don't know. That's
flat
true, but
tire. That flat has to tire, be it.
That has to be it.
Well,
we're fucking dumb. But honestly, the ride was so great, but it was just so hot that day.
Oh, it was 100 degrees. 100 degrees. And he was like, let's go before the streamies. But let's talk about the streamies.
Oh.
Because I don't know nothing about it. Because okay, I was not invited. I was never invited.
But I was only invited with the table.
That's true.
I was with
that's
DBA. I was not invited by the streamies. Yeah. They were like, you're one of our clients. You want to come with? And I'm like, yes.
Got it.
So you only actually technically get invited if you're nominated.
Or if a brand nominates you for your table.
Yeah, so unless the brand
brings
you.
Aren't there a few brands
there? That's the only way you're going.
Yeah.
Is if you're nominated or the Jelly Smack or the DBAs will bring their people.
Dead ass. I don't want to go unless I'm nominated. So that's very fair.
100%.
That's very fair. Honestly, like, what am I going to do? Sit through and watch? Like, I'm not even nominated. Like, why would I be there?
Exactly. The only reason, like, I've ever really gone was to, like...
Network?
To network and for the relationship they have. Like, I met, like, the... Oh my God, I met the social media person for Red Bull and now they're gonna start sending me sugar free Red Bull.
I hope they send you a full case of sugar filled.
No, Laura, I would cry. I need sugar free and you know that.
That's like me meeting the Dr. Pepper CEO.
You're like, so like it's like fun for the networking and it's nice to also see people that are like in the industry that you've known, but you don't like get to see them because like they're not in beauty as much. Mm-hmm. Beauty is so like at the bottom of the totem pole as the streamies.
I feel like everybody needs to hear that. Guys, in LA, the social media world, while beauty makes a big splash and like there's a lot of drama, like in the social media world, no one gives a shit about beauty.
No one gives a really fuck about beauty.
Like stream any awards, any like events where there's gonna be like all these huge creators, there's normally no beauty people invited.
And like, they care about like the streamers.
Yeah, they care about the Twitch people. They care about like the big podcasters. Mm-hmm. They care about like the big TikTokers, yes, like David Dobrik and yes, like that kind of people. They don't care about beauty. Beauty is all, and it's been that way since day one in beauty. From the
literally
end of time, beauty is like no one cares.
It's the bottom.
No, they want the Trisha Paytas. They want the Tanas.
Yes, they want the Tanas. Exactly. That's what they want.
Beauty, but they're like, girl, y'all are saleswomen.
No, literally, they're just like, stop.
They're like, stop.
Stop. So I did end up going because I was repping for the beauty community.
Excuse me, saleswomen and men.
I love you.
And all genders. Everyone.
Oh, that's social media for you. Like, sales, fuck, did I catch everyone?
Sales people.
Sales people. Individuals. But no, actually did have a great time. I actually went up. I was so nervous because I was like, I saw Ethan Klein and Hila there and I was
like, have you ever met them?
Never.
I've never met them.
But I had been a fan of the podcast before, like for a while. And so I was like, I've seen it and like, I want to go say hi, but I was just nervous. Yeah. Like sometimes like in those moments, like I'm really scared. Like I can be brave and like on, but I wasn't even wearing I didn't have a lash on. Like I didn't feel as confident.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. I was like, I'm going to go like BB glam. I'm not going to go full glam. I thought I was going to, but when I was in the chair, I said, no, I'm not nominated. Why the hell am I gonna go full glam? I'm not nominated. Like, I was like, I'm not gonna do like.
I thought you were saying you weren't gonna go meet him and say hello because you weren't nominated. And I was literally like, why?
I'm not nominated, Laura.
Why
I can't do it. So I went up to them and they were so sweet and so kind and so nice. And it was really nice to meet them because I'm a huge fan of Teddy Fresh.
Yeah.
Like I wear Teddy Fresh literally all the time. I'm obsessed with the brand. So it was just like really nice to meet them. They were so nice and so sweet. I was nervous because recently Ethan had talked negatively about me. So I was like,
And was he sweet in real life?
So sweet.
Yeah.
So sweet. Because, you know, obviously, like, I have relationships with people that he doesn't agree with me having relationships with, or just in general. So I was just like, okay, like, I totally understand where someone's coming from.
Yeah.
But I still wanted to say hello because I did feel like he's still a good person.
And you didn't want, like, a beat. Like, you didn't want, like, any weirdness.
No, and the thing is, it's, like, not even weird for me. Like, I totally understand. So I went up to them. I said hello. And they were so sweet and so kind. And that's appreciated their kindness.
That's awesome.
And especially, like, since I'm a huge fan of the brand.
Yeah.
Mm, that was really cute.
Well, how was the streamies in general? Because, like,
People think it's a mess.
Yeah, I saw a little bit of speculation. I don't know anything about it. What is it, stream live?
It is stream live, yes.
But it's no one streaming. Watches it or do they watch it?
I mean, like,
probably not.
Let's say like 40K watching at a time.
Okay.
And it's live stream. So it's definitely like,
that's a decent amount of people.
Views. So people are watching it. It is streaming live. So you just kind of have to be like aware of like what's going on. I remember there was a moment where Tana went up to go present. And the second she got on stage, she was like, oh, fuck. And I just swore. And it's like, you're not supposed to swear at award shows because it's live.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's like rule number one. Like, you can't do that because it's like, you just shouldn't do it. And so she was so funny reading the prompter.
Well, they picked a hell of a person. If it's like, no cousin.
Dying.
Like, Tana's going to throw a cuss word in there.
Yeah, because she was like presenting like gamer award. And I'm like, how does Tana do the gamer award? So she was up there and she was talking about like, what's your favorite game? Mine's like Legend of Zelda. And it's like, doesn't make any sense because she was to fucking play Legend of Zelda.
Also, Legend of Zelda probably isn't on the stream, is it?
I don't know. They're just talking about games. They're just like, oh, Legend of Zelda, da da da. And they're just talking about these like random games.
I wouldn't
games.
Know what to
Resident
say.
Resident Evil.
If they put me up there, I'd be like, y'all, I don't even know.
I don't know. But see, the thing is, you're reading a prompter. So you don't have to know. Like, you're reading your teleprompter
while
it's going.
Was she improvising a little bit?
No. She was reading her prompter. Just and the prompter
didn't make sense.
The prompter, she goes, when she says the joke or whatever, she goes,
"Oh my lord." No.
I literally scream when Tana goes, "Who wrote that?" on the prompter at the Streamies. I wanted to, I did scream actually.
Not
I said
Tana
that.
Coming for the prompter no, writer.
Coming for the prompter in the middle of the thing. And I know the whole audience was like giggling.
No.
They busted up laughing because Tana's like,
she's like, Tana's like, this is so bad. Like, no, this is so, it's bad. So bad.
And she's like, "I'm sober." And she literally said, she's like, "I am fully sober." And she was acting so funny that I was like, "Is she sober right now?" I didn't even know.
And she said,
she was like,
"No."
Yes. You have to watch the video. It is so funny. I also said, I said hi to Tana too. She's so great. Like, I love her so much.
Love
but
Tana.
It was a really funny moment. So then, so like, that was just like funny. Ethan, I saw him do like a live about it after. And he was saying like how, like, the Streamies, like, low key, he feels like kind of tricked him to go as if he was going to like win the podcast category.
Okay, wait, I've heard of Streaming doing this.
And like for like a lot of types of people.
They like dangle the carrots
yes,
to they get you to show up to their award show.
Mm-hmm. So then he had said that. And then like apparently when like they didn't even do the announcing in person, because you know how at award shows they'll do like, okay, these are the, like these 10 things won this category, but they're not showing it. They're just putting it on the screen to be like, congratulations, this category, this card for winning. So Jay Shetty is the one that had won for the podcast. And that was one of those during those moments where they didn't even know. Like, the, Ethan and them were sitting at the table. They were like, did we lose? They had no idea.
Why didn't they announce it?
They didn't announce it.
Why?
They did it, I don't know.
Was that just like one of the many categories they just chose to not publicly announce?
Yes. It was one of like the 10. Like one of the 20. Like,
so what, did they choose a couple big categories to announce and then choose a couple that they were just...
that are there. People that, like, that are actually like at the thing. But I was like, girl, like, podcast people are here. So it was very strange. They didn't even announce it. So I thought that was really weird. And what was crazy too is that, like, so I'm at the, you know, the table towards the back with DBA, and Michaela's there with me at the table because she's with DBA as well. And they were not announcing like the beauty category. They're like, okay, we're gonna do the thing here. And Michaela's like, I'm not gonna win. Like, I'm all the way back here. Like, they would never see the winner and the literal like back. And I was like, you're right. Like, of course they wouldn't.
You,
like,
should have said no vibes.
That's, no, but I said, I was beauty. Like, you're gonna win. And I was like, you're gonna win. You're gonna win. She's like, no, why would I be sitting here? And I was like, no, you're gonna win. Like, I can feel it. So then they announced and she wins and she has to walk all the way up. She's like, how do I get up there? And I was like, I don't know, girl. Just walk through the thing and get up there.
Oh my God.
And so she won, which I'm like so happy and so proud for her. But I was just like, damn, you're right. Like, beauty obviously shunted again. But I do find it fascinating that they at least announced the beauty category there.
Do you know
whereas
what's crazy?
Like, podcasts, all these, they weren't
beauty
even announced.
Beauty is like the most saturated. Also, totally. My manager, and we talk about this all the time, she's like, it has the most creators in it. Like, in yes. beauty, there's more people in beauty than any category. And it is 100. Also the most like shafted. I don't know if yes. I want to use that word.
Yeah,
but
or like kind of like, I don't know, like,
it's on the back
about.
End of things. Yeah. Like, it's always back on the back burner. End. It's a back burner thing mm-hmm. for any type of big thing that's going on with
in the media.
In the media. Like, yeah. Remember when we went to that Rolling Stones party? There was like a trillion massive influencers. And I think me and Manny and like three others were there from beauty, which right. is great. It just shows you, like,
I really, yeah, I know exactly yeah. what you're talking about. Because it's just like they just categorize it. And like, especially now, like with TikTok, like they prioritize like the lifestyle TikTokers even more than like lifestyle YouTubers, and then beauty still like
my conspiracy on that is because beauty is mostly sales. So I guess that is influencing, but yeah. it's not, beauty is not personality driven, although right. it really isn't.
It's like a if you can do both,
yeah.
then you're like, you become like a crazy creator, like
yes.
a huge creator.
Yes.
If you can also be like a good person to be able to like talk to and like kind of relate
but
to
most people, most people in beauty don't branch outside of beauty. They strictly make beauty content. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not showing like any
their personality
that,
and
yeah, or like vlogs of their real life or mm-hmm. their friends. Like, they are strictly showing reviews and yep. packing yep. and products, mm-hmm. and like, it doesn't really branch outside of that. So maybe that's maybe a reason why too. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know. I'm just conspiring
we're talking
over
out loud.
Here.
Yeah, yeah, we're just like our mind, and we're just like speaking it. I feel like I do see like a lot of that, and I think that a lot of times the most successful beauty creators are the ones that like really show like their life, who they are, things about themselves that are not just about like reviews and demos and things like that. Some people just want to do that.
Which
people
is
just
totally
wanna,
fine.
Like,
that's
I don't
totally
want to share
fine.
My real life. And that's okay.
Yeah, that's
totally
fine.
They can find success in that. But I think a lot of the times the ones that if you feel mm-hmm. the most connected to, be like, they be talking about their life, what they're going through the gigs.
That makes sense.
Like, they really dive in.
That makes sense.
So overall, and like the thing is like when they're doing the bits during the Streamies, it's kind of like corny.
Oh, corn.
It's kind of giving corn. It's giving cornstar. So it's just when it's something's not good.
Corny, me and Manny just send each other the word corn.
It's giving
corn.
We just
say corn.
We say it's giving corn.
Corn.
So it they give like a corn in a lot of aspects of the actual show. I think so. Matt Pat was the one that did the hosting, and he did an amazing job. Aww. Hosting. Like, and I love Matt Pat. I've always had such a little crush on him since we did Escape the Night together. He was in my season, and I love him. But the actual things that they have him do are like corny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like they did like a little Among Us game, and you're like, what are you doing? And Among Us was like popping in 2020. A twister.
Okay.
Random things.
Okay.
That these don't even need to be here.
Interesting.
So overall, the streamies was definitely an experience. And it's always such an experience when I go. So it's always kind of fun to report back. I'm like, okay, I was actually there. This is what happened. So it's kind of fun for the reporting of it. But I mean, when I go, it's more so just for the camaraderie. And
I've been before.
To network and do all that shit. So you know.
Do you remember we went together?
Which one? When was
this
it?
Was years. Jacqueline went too. I remember Jacqueline was there. We didn't go with a brand. We were nominated for a streamy.
What were we nominated for again? Beauty?
Some shit in beauty. I don't remember the specific. I don't know if there's one
we've been
beauty.
We've been nominated.
But that's why we went, because we were nominated. We didn't win. Neither of us won.
No.
but I didn't expect to win anyway, so I didn't go into it thinking I was going to. What is a streamy award? Can you tell me what that is? Well, what kind of award is that? An Oscar basically means it's the best of the best of the best. A Grammy is the best of the best of the best in music. An Emmy is the best of the best in TV.
Of streamers.
So it's
people that stream. It's people that are streaming.
Who puts
content.
This on?
I have no fucking idea.
Right? That's my question.
How do they make money? And who spends all the money on it?
Who does this? Who makes this happen?
No, I really don't. Because it's including so many social media. So it's YouTube, TikTok,
it's all
Twitch,
the social media.
All these things. So I'm like, who creates it? Maybe there's a streamies person.
Must be.
That combines all the forces of all the accounts.
Must be. I don't really
have no idea.
I don't know the streamies.
No idea about streamies.
I always low-key forget about the streamies until I'm sure everybody does. Until it happens. Oh yeah, we do the streamies.
Oh my god. I was like, oh shit. Yep.
There it is.
And then you're like, oh shit. And it a lot of times is a mess. And Mr. Beast won Creative of the Year. He's never gone to the streamies, and he's won every year.
Wait, he wins creator of the year?
Yep.
So the number one streamy.
The literal biggest streamer.
And he never even shows up.
And he doesn't go. And last year he sent a message hey guys, I'm I can't make it today. This year he didn't even send a message.
That's because he doesn't care.
He don't give a fuck.
He don't give a fuck about streaming. He doesn't give a fuck about streaming.
He's Mr. Beast.
You can't convince me he gives a fuck about a streamy.
I really don't think he gives a shit.
If he didn't even send a message saying thank you for making me the creator of the year.
He don't give a shit.
I'm pretty sure Kim shows up every year to collect her Emmy. Or don't they win some Emmys on the show?
Yeah, I think so.
They win
have.
Some stuff. Or MTV. And even Kim shows up. But he just really is not interested. No thanks. No thanks. Thank you.
Thank you, but no thank you. So yeah, he never goes. But he
North
wins.
Carolina.
I think he literally won four times in a row. And he's never gone to any of them. That's when you know you've truly made it, I think.
We should get Mr. Beast on the podcast.
I think so.
We should talk to Mr. Beast.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Beast. Let's just DM him.
You know what tricks me?
What?
So, who was it? I think it wasn't Hailey Bieber. It was somebody. It was somebody super famous.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it was Kendall or Kylie. It was someone very relevant and famous.
Uh-huh.
And someone had made a Mr. Beast account, and they commented on it, with a thirst comment. And I was like, oh my God, Mr. Beast! And because I was
thirsty.
This is kind of not his behavior.
Uh-huh.
And
are you talking about on TikTok?
Yes.
There's a Mr. Beast account.
Yes, and it has so many likes on it. Exactly. So the comment was the very top comment, uh-huh. So that's why I assumed it was him.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, there's no way he put this thirsty-ass comment out on this girl's thing. Mr. Beast is out here. What? And then I clicked it, and I was like, this is not Mr.
And it's a fucking troll.
And they stole his icon, too. But
I know.
Everybody thumbs it up. It tricks me.
No, I know. I honestly, those trick me, too. Also, whenever I see the Mr. Beast comment in something, I'm like, Mr. Beast commented. You got tricked.
Baby, he's at home in North Carolina.
He's spending hell. He's spending coin.
He's sliving.
He's literally sliving, spending his coin, living his life. I really like Mr. Beast, so I just wish his continued success.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Okay, so my peak is, it's my birthday today.
Yes!
Yeah, well, yay! Not
like our day. Your day. Watching.
My birthday is September 1st, so it should be Friday. And I, right now, I don't want to say what I'm doing, should I? I don't want someone to come murder me.
What? Going to, you know what?
Yeah.
Girl.
Okay, we're safe.
We're going to be just fine.
Okay, right now, I'm glamming. Actually, I'm getting my makeup done.
You're going to be snatched. It's your birthday.
Girl, I'm gonna be
you deserve it.
I'm going to be snatched, and we're going to see Beyonce.
I cannot freaking wait.
Me either, because everybody's going to see her in Vegas and they're talking about how freaking good the show is.
And amazing she was.
Yeah, they're like, it's insane.
See, like, that's why I'm so excited. The fact that we're able to do it in Los Angeles on your actual birthday.
Isn't that sickening?
And I think it's also Beyonce's birthday, like you were saying.
It's not her birthday, but she's a Virgo. Her birthday's right around the corner, too.
Gotcha.
Me and Beyonce are both Virgos, so we are very similar people. We connect in that way.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm so excited.
I love Virgos. It's my favorite sign.
Thank you.
I will ride for a Virgo through and through.
You know a lot of Virgos.
I do. I love them. Mm-hmm. I will literally, for a Virgo woman.
Yes.
I will ride for a Virgo woman.
Virgo men get a bad rep.
Well, like, they can be little bitches.
Crazy.
They can be a little crazy.
Crazy.
Virgo men, not the T. Virgo women,
the T.
And nothing but the T. I love Virgo women.
Anyways, I normally am just like, don't want to do anything on my birthday because I feel like I do enough. Like, I'm
good.
You do
plenty.
You know what I mean?
We'll do like a little dinner.
I live a very fruitful life, but I normally want a dinner with only Tyler and Manny. Like, I'm not even trying to like hang out with anybody, to be honest.
Yeah, no, true.
Like, I'm trying to do nothing. I'm trying to not glam. I glam for work, so glamming is work.
Yes.
So I'm like trying to not glam.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to be just chill. But then we got this opportunity to see Beyonce and it was on my birthday. birthday. And I said, oh my God, absolutely. So I'm really excited for this birthday. I think it's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be so fucking sick.
Yes.
Like, this is going to be a fun one.
We're going to get sickening.
We're going to get fucking
I plan on getting lit.
Oh, you have to get lit.
I plan on getting lit.
You have to get lit. I'll get lit as well.
Yes.
Mentally.
Yes.
Gone with the wind.
We'll be gone with the wind.
We'll be gone with the wind.
So that is my peak. Yes. My pit is that, so I got these pants from Revolve and they're great.
They're
just
sickening.
To describe them to you, if you're a listener, they look like leather, but they're not. And they're green snakeskin tight pants.
Are they comfy on the inside?
They're like velvet, so they're very hot to be wearing.
Jesus.
But anyways, they're a bit tighter on me than what I remember. Someone must have gained some weight somewhere in there.
Or they just shrunk.
Mm-mm.
I think they shrunk. I don't think you gained weight.
I did.
No. And you don't gain weight. You only shrink. The clothes only shrink.
Busted a big ass hole in them. Literally right here in the crotch.
You guys, we might have to blur that. The hole is like 4 inches.
It's a hole.
It's huge.
It's not a little rip. I busted these things whenever we were sitting
like
eating lunch.
Like a can of biscuit.
I was like, oh. So I guess that's my pit that I just ruined. But I'm not even fixing these because let me tell you something. Everybody's like, just get them sewed. No, these pants give me trust issues. You get that sewed and put them back on, girl, the next leg's going to. But I don't trust them.
It's now they're done. They're gone.
They're done. I've worn these out before, though, many times. So
they've had their use.
They've
lived.
And now they're asking for a surrender.
Yeah, they're like, we actually need to go. Please take us off this island when we get booted off.
Please stop wearing me.
Boat us off the island.
They were sickening, but they're done. They're ripped, girly. It's over with for me. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's always sad when a good pair is gone.
It's sad when a good pair is gone. What happened to your jeans? Do you remember?
Girl, when the fucking chapstick exploded in my pocket and it ruined my pants. That literally, I'll like never forget that.
Yeah.
Now every time I put my lip balm back in my pocket, I'm like, because these are like $150 jeans.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to keep buying jeans just because they fucking, the lip balm exploded.
That's right.
That's crazy.
That's craziness.
My pit.
What's your pit? I like your shirt. What's it say?
Thank you.
I'm going through it.
This is my Luscious my drag Massacre. Mother, Miss Luscious Massacre.
I love
it's
Luscious.
It's like more like honorary drag mother because I don't actually do drag.
Yeah.
But she's the first drag queen to put me in drag. So she's like my
special
drag mother. You know, it's a special thing.
Luscious
so
is special.
I love her. I love the support. Do you know what's weird? So you know how there's a line in it here?
Uh-huh.
So there was a little thread. There was a thread.
And you pulled it.
See, there was a thread lifted above this where I was like, oh, like the thread. It was a thread and they screened over the thread. So then I'm like, oh, like that's so weird. So I go like this and I lift it and it will go like that and boom.
Dang.
Because the thread was like, it was textured. It was like a 3D thread.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take it off. It was pissing me off. So now I just have a little line that's a line going.
Didn't even notice the line, which is so crazy.
You would notice too. Like I know. Notice. Okay. I actually am going through it for my pit.
That's how we plan that.
I'm doing this here. I'm going through it because, okay, so I just had a photo shoot recently. It was this last week. And the photo shoot went well. Even though it was my most expensive photo shoot, I'm so
to date,
it's probably like double the amount I always spend. Double the amount because of just like how it was just more intricate than I usually ever go. And I want it to be a little bit more intricate because my next launch, like, I feel like it's really cool and I wanted to really express it from what it is. So I was like, I really want to like take it a little bit farther in the shoe aspect. So we had more of a set this time and that set included two boulders.
Like rocks.
Rocks. So I'm like two like faux built out rocks.
So what did you guys look up, your team look up, like where you can rent massive
yes, it was literally
like,
rented.
Stage props?
Yes. It was like, we're going to rent out like some stage props on this one, like a rock wall, a rock... Two rocks, two like big boulders.
He's coming out with a rock palette.
No,
guys.
I'm not.
All
it'll
gray,
make sense.
All
it'll
rock
make
colors.
Sense when you guys see it in the future. But it all flowed like very nicely. So I'm glad how it turned out. But these two like boulders, right? So the shoot comes to an end. They drop it off in the morning. Like they obviously have to drop it off and they pick it up at the end of the day. Like when your shoot's done, like you pick up your thing. The shoot ends and it's like four. No, it hasn't even ended yet. It's like 4 o'clock. And they're like, hey, like they're gonna come pick up the boulders at 4. We saw like a little more photos. I'm like, it's fine. I'll go just take some last ones and I'll be like good to go. So 4 o'clock hits, 4:30 hits, and we're like, oh my God, the boulders haven't been picked up. The rock walls have been, but the boulders haven't been.
Okay.
So we're like, wait, what's going on? Like, this is so weird. Like, what? So then we call them. They're like, hey, it goes straight to voicemail, being like, we close at 4. And we're like, what do you mean you close at 4? You're supposed to pick up the fucking, these huge boulders at 4. So they're like, not answering. The here's an emergency number just in case. So we call the emergency number. No, nothing. So we're like, wait, what are we gonna do? We're on set. We can't like
leave them there.
We can't leave them there. Like we literally had to like get insurance on the props.
Oh,
you have to like spend money on the props. Like it's so ridiculous. So I'm like, no, like this is crazy. We have to give them back. So then call the number. Nope, nothing. We look up the website that we got the thing from because like we weren't really like looking into it. It's like we need to find Boulder. So we found someone that did it because they were hard to find. And they had a 2 out of 5 stars on Google.
Oh,
and we're like,
no.
We're like, what if they literally just leave us with that and they take the insurance money or something? I don't know. We were just like so confused. So we literally had to, in my mom's BMW, we had to haul these big ass boulders into the car and drive them to my house.
So you had to take the props home with you, like the huge ass set
props with us. So not only was it like so expensive for the shoot, we had to take the boulders home with us. And I was like, dude, this is actually fucking crazy. And so luckily my mom and my brother were leaving the next day. So I'm like, why don't you guys, when you leave, take the boulders with you. Try to stop at the place and if you can just drop them off. Because apparently, they said that we rented it for a week.
Girl!
Not a day, a week.
Now, what on earth would you need some boulders for a week?
No, we didn't. We rented it for one day. We didn't rent it for a week.
No
but they
wonder
said
they
it was
got
for a week.
2 out of 5 stars. They don't know what's going on.
They don't know
on.
What's going on. Like, what they're doing. So then, like, they were able to, like, go and drop them off in the morning. And, like, my mom actually got some money back because of, like, them not picking up and stuff. So that was cool. But I was just like, how is this happening at the end of a shoot? It was, like, the longest day ever. I got there at 9. Didn't really technically finish till, like, around 5. I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Now we have these massive boulders to deal with. I don't, what am I gonna do with these damn boulders?
I would be pissed. I'd be like, y'all better come get these boulders for
get these fucking rocks.
I'm gonna leave them.
Before I destroy them.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a hammer and I'm gonna fucking wreck these fucking rocks.
So when y'all see the rocks in Manny's pictures,
you
better like them boulders.
And those boulders,
they're big. They
came home with me.
Yeah.
And they're big. And you guys, when you see the photos,
those are Manny's boulders.
They're Manny's boulders. And you will remember this moment. And then my next campaign when it comes out, you'll remember this moment.
Well, the pictures turned out fabulous, so it's worth it. But I would literally scream.
I was screaming. I was not well. I was not physically well.
That's really crazy. Well, shall we dive into our rapid fire? We have some pretty interesting topics, actually, this week. Less traditional, actually, more influential, kind of.
Yeah, like more like online-y things. Mm-hmm. More like what you see in the social media world.
Yeah.
Should we talk about our biggest topic first, which is Morphe?
Yeah, and we wanted to give T-Spill a shout out.
Yes, T-Spill shout out because we like watched one of her videos about this and we were like, oh, this seems very fascinating because like obviously we've been creators that were along the journey with Morphe. So watching that video was like, to us, we were like, holy shit, like this is so wild.
Crazy. She just posted it. It's called Morphe is done with influencers. I believe that's the name of it. If you guys want to check it out, she does give a really good rundown of like exactly what's very professional rundown on what's going on with Morphe now. So it's like floating around like Morphe's newly acquired. And
Of course, like they were like filed for bankruptcy, all their stores closed. So they were like, it was so in the air. And we literally made a video about Morphe about like what was going on and like how the store is closed and how they're still in Ulta, but they're still like, you know, they filed for bankruptcy and they got acquired for what, $690 million?
Mm-hmm.
They got bought out to like kind of save them
from
bankruptcy. Is that
like covered their debt?
Right. I don't know how like that works, like with like the covering the debt or with the acquisition, like if they're in debt for like, let's say some crazy amount of money.
I think it was around $600 million were, the bankruptcy was for, because I remember I was talking about
They got bought out.
Is Jeffries Finance is the name of the company that bought them out or like acquired them. Uh-huh. But it said, or T-Spill's video was saying that Simon will still be the president, which was the president before the buyout.
Yes, for like 4 years, he's been president for 4 years.
So I thought that was interesting that they're doing a full buyout, but not changing the higher ups.
That was actually very shocking.
That was shocking to me.
Well, especially usually when you get acquired, they like switch out your entire
team
because it's like, okay, well, this is like what we know, what this works for us. So we're going to switch all y'all bitches out for someone else.
Also, I don't know. So basically they did an interview whenever they did the acquirement and it was lightly mentioned that their first form of marketing would no longer be influencers, aka Morphe's done with influencers. Like they're going to be doing this different this time.
Yeah, it's about product first, influencers later.
Yeah. And then
No, sorry. I don't mean to giggle. I don't mean to giggle.
We laugh because literally, sometimes I'm like, Morphe, what's going on? Because they say that and then they do the exact opposite of what they
say.
And
they collab with Meredith.
Listen, it's no secret that like Morphe is famous and successful because of the influencers they chose to work with. They went for the biggest
of the big
influencers and they connected themselves to it, as did the influencers. And I say this being one of those influencers, Manny too.
Same. And we made hella coin. I loved Linda and Chris. Like,
We did not work with Forma.
No. We worked with like mom and pop Morphe. And so it really felt like at the time it was so different. Not only were we making coin, it was like we had a personal connection. Mm-hmm. It was honestly the perfect like situation. They have some amazing products. Mm-hmm. Truly. They really do. So it really was like crazy. So the fact that now they're like, we're not gonna do influencer stuff anymore.
And then they immediately collabed with Meredith.
Yes.
Duxbury, who is a massive TikToker, and did a full line with her.
A huge collection.
As soon as they're like, we're going to be product first brand. Basically, their product's going to be so good and so heavily
sickening,
well done, that you're not going to really need that influencer marketing.
There's no marketing for
influencers. First of all, every brand out there needs influencer marketing because that's what marketing is now. It's through social media. Yeah. I mean, it's not through traditional media nearly as much. So that's just ludicrous to even say that. But I think because basically it all blew up in Morphe's face. It really did.
It did. I mean, like when everyone gets canceled.
Yeah.
It's a little hard.
Well, they canceled. Literally everyone's been canceled now.
Every big affiliate of Morphe's has been canceled at least one time.
Uh-huh. Minimum one time.
So, and they've cut ties with so many people because obviously like the person was canceled. They cut ties. It affected the brand. Like it's such a trickling stream.
Do you know what I think kind of like what the problem was with the Morphe and the influencer thing? Mm. It wasn't just like, you know, you do this palette and like Meredith does this collection and I did a little brush kit. It wasn't that. It was like, when you were in bed with Morphe, you were in with Morphe. Your face was always on their website.
All of their socials.
All of their socials.
Everything.
I mean, and this didn't go on for like while your collab was launched. This went on 365 days of the year. So you were like the face of Morphe, and it was like quite a few of us. Mm-hmm. So that's what blew them up. I feel like if they go about it, like collabing with Meredith, and then just kind of like letting that be what it is, when that sells out, move on to the next person.
Making
Meredith like the face of Morphe, kind of like they did Morphe with us.
Morphe 2, remember that?
Morphe 2.
I thought for a second that Charlie and Dixie owned Morphe 2.
I did too. The way they painted it was the old school way where they made them like the face of the brand. I literally thought Charlie and Dixie had a makeup line and then it was like Morphe 2. So I thought they owned.
Me too.
None of that.
Bad Habit with Emma Chamberlain. Yep. I thought that was her brand. It was a foreign brand the whole time. She was just the face of it. And I was like, damn, like, so maybe that was what it was. Like, they almost licensed the other person out so much that it seemed like it was their thing. Mm-hmm. But it was really like Morphe, it was their brand, it was their everything.
So maybe in that way, they're like, we're not going to go about it like that anymore. Yeah, we're going to work with influencers and collab with them, which I was really surprised to see them still collabing and doing that with influencers.
Well, now they're doing like really just focus on like TikTok and stuff too.
That's good though. That's what I think they should do.
Absolutely. We're focusing on like TikTok and the TikTok wave and all that kind of stuff. And that's where the influencer marketing is going to go. But that now it's going to be more about the product and how great the product is. And like influencer, not so heavy. It's about like Morphe influencers like included, which I can understand what they're saying in the aspect of we want to feel like a standalone brand and not an influencer brand. And include influencers in our marketing, but we still want to be able to stand on our own.
Yeah.
So I understand that aspect of it.
Me too.
But it is very fascinating when a brand who has built their entire everything was built off of influencers.
Yeah.
And the influencers' relationships that they had to now be like, we're going to be our standalone moment.
Yeah.
And influencers might be included along the way.
AK will be included because they already included them.
I mean, that literally was like, because the collab was so recently after they had made those statements, I was like,
What are you talking about? It's very confusing. So I think maybe their goal is to like work with influencers and still collab. But another thing is like low key, like if you don't want your brand to be like an influencer brand, collabing, creating collections with influencers is a way to make it an influencer brand 100%. Versus a one-off sponsorship.
And also like even like a, like even when you're the face of a product, it's not your collaboration. Like, I was like, oh, they're just like the marketing like campaign for it. That's different than being you collaborating and combining forces with the influencer, because that's becomes,
I feel like collaborating is a pretty heavy affiliation with influencers.
100%.
And they're going to continue to do it like over and over. So I feel like it's them doing the same thing. I feel like, you know, a lot of brands, they'll like kind of like benefit in a way. It's an influencer brand, but they do not attach themselves to one person. Mm-hmm. They kind of sprinkle out sponsorships, not like you're going to create this product with us. But
Benefit is so good at having a brand.
Yeah. Well, because they're product first. Benefit is product first.
So maybe that's what I think Morphe's trying to become.
But I feel like they're doing the exact same.
What's their brand identity?
But I feel like they're doing the exact same thing as they did in the past.
Right.
Collabing with influencers, letting them create makeup within their line, which is exactly what we did in the past.
Benefit doesn't do that.
Benefit doesn't do that because they're product first.
Yes, like they focus on the product, and then like you can be like the face of a product. That doesn't mean that you're creating a product.
And like they'll pay you like your sponsorship,
of course, your rates,
and then next up, you know, this is the next person. Like you're not going to be on the face of their website. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like even though our faces were on Benefit's packaging at one point for the Precisely and Hoola, it still was like a contracted thing where it ran its course, and then we were out of there. You know what I mean?
And we were again.
We didn't create the product. We did not create the product.
So I think that there is a fine line. But I think that I understand where Morphe is coming from in the way of like we want to like have their own brand identity, and I think that they should focus on that. They should focus like 100%. What is Morphe now? Like what is it now? Because like at the time when it was like the Sickening Brush brand with owners that we loved. Mm-hmm. Like that was like what Morphe was, and it was about like the influence in the relationship. And now that it doesn't have that really as much, like what is it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now it's like more of a conglomerate. It's like a bigger, like more of a beast.
Everybody kind of knows it's like owned by a big investor now.
Forma. Like it's like not mom and pop anymore.
They know that. Everyone knows that.
What's it called? Like they go public? Like,
yeah.
It, like that. That's what happened to it. So it's like, okay, cool. What is like the brand identity now?
I don't know. The interesting thing is like from the outside looking in, it does kind of seem like they're doing their old footsteps, following their old footsteps. It doesn't really seem like they're changing up their ways of like not being an influencer brand. They still look like an influencer brand to me.
Right.
But maybe they have, I feel like they're just going to keep doing the exact same thing they did before. Collab with influencers that are relevant on TikTok. Kind of like, that's exactly what they did back in our day. Collab with the popular YouTubers. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're just doing the same thing over again. So I have to wonder, I'm like, is that going to put you guys back in the same spot in a couple of years?
Right.
You know?
The thing is, if the collaboration, so this is what I'm thinking too. It's like, you know how when we did collabs back then with Morphe, like they didn't like really stop making it. Like the products kept going.
Yeah.
Like they were just
That's true.
They were constantly always there. So what if like once like this Meredith one, for example, is done, it's done.
Yeah.
Like once it's sold out, maybe it's not coming back. Like it's like we collaborated with you and now we're finished.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that could be like what they're trying to install now in some way in like their marketing plan where it's like they're not going to be the face of Morphe. They're going to be like, we worked with you, you get one and done, and then we keep it moving.
Okay.
Whereas like in comparison, whereas in the past, baby, you know they reordered that James Charles palette.
100 times, honey.
You know they reordered it, the Jaclyn stuff. They reordered everyone's stuff because it did so well. So this constantly kept it going. So now it's kind of like a, maybe it's a one and done. It's a wrap. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it cute. That could be what their vibe is.
Well,
I wonder. I'm very curious.
I don't know. It's just been so much back and forth with Morphe. I'll be honest. I guess our world has changed so much as well as Morphe's world has changed as time has gone on. But I just really, I never hear much about them anymore.
In comparison. Yeah. Same.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But also like we're not in the same industry as we were. Not really.
That's not the same way.
No, not in the same way. We're in the same industry, but we're not in it in the same way that we once were. So like, yeah, maybe that's why I don't hear about it as much, because I'm not a product reviewer really anymore. I'll like sprinkle in a product every now and
then,
but I'm not a product reviewer anymore.
I mean, even when I review products, a lot of people aren't excited about what I'm talking about when it comes to Morphe.
Yeah.
Like more people are excited about other things like ColourPop and SheGlam and all these other brands like that are newer, like Rare Beauty and Mario and all these different things that are like really popping at the time. It's not really necessarily about like Morphe being like that really cool, relevant brand. But yeah. I think that they're trying to steer clear of like the influencer and trying to become that. Mm. But how do you become that without the influencer?
That is so true.
It's like, I feel like they're in a catch 22.
They are.
They're like a rock and hard place. Like I do feel for them in that way. Like I do. Like I don't, I mean, especially me, like I'm like, I don't want to see anyone like lose their jobs.
Oh my God. And, like, well, I mean, like, I'm listen, so, more, I don't like, want to see Morphe go away same. As it is. Like that's fine and all, but it's just like speculation on like yeah. what they're doing and what it's going to turn out to be based off what I see.
Absolutely. And I'm very curious. Like yeah. I'm so curious to see like kind of like what happens and what transpires because we used to have such an amazing, amazing relationship with them mm-hmm. that it's just like so wild, like how time just like changes things.
I know. Well, anyone you know? I had like a relationship with at Morphe is no longer there. So
true, same.
You know what I mean? So it's like I don't even know that company it's anymore.
Not, like I don't know. Like even like the one connect I had, no, is no longer at that brand. I went to a different brand.
Yeah.
Like so I like go. I don't know there the company anymore. I don't really know any. That's what maybe that's why I'm like, what is the brand even about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know who's the face of Morphe. I have no idea. Mm-mm. So I think that that makes a big difference. But I think that hopefully they can get it together because they do have good quality stuff.
Yeah.
At a great price.
Yeah.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Well, our next topic is the pink sauce.
Oh, the pink sauce, the drama that never stops.
You guys, last year we talked about the pink sauce a little bit. Yeah, it is. It really is the drama that never stops.
It never ends.
It never ends.
Pink sauce lady is going through the gigs.
She's going through the gigs. So there, it's a lot of back and forth. But we saw on her TikTok where she had posted like that TikTok and her investor, which was the Dave's Gourmet, invested in mass creating the pink sauce, getting it regulated and getting it in Walmart. So that was like their thing and investing in
which
it.
Which is so, like, I mean, honestly, when you think about it, it's like so cool.
Which, by the way, if you guys didn't know, a TikToker created this dipping sauce and it's pink based off all the ingredients she adds in it. It went super viral. So then I believe she started selling it and then people were like, it's not regulated. Don't buy it.
It's a mess.
She got an investor. His name's Dave's Gourmet. He does so many different big food products. So he's like legit.
Yeah.
He legitimized it and got it regulated and then got it sold into Walmart. So that's where we're at.
But it's not doing well. That's like what the conspiracy is. It's like 2 out of 5 stars. Like it's not doing well at all. It's like on clearance in certain like areas of different Walmarts. Like it's just like not performing the way that they would they thought they would. But that's not the real story. The real story.
So the TikToker that created it posted some GoFundMes to raise money to create a lawsuit against Dave's Gourmet because she feels like they're scamming her out of money. They're not paying her what she's owed. They're not giving her money back for the marketing that she did, which looks like she had done a photo shoot for the pink sauce and she wants money for that. And it looks like, yeah, they're not funding her for it. So she was posting some TikToks as well, I saw, where she was talking about how TikTok and or Dave's Gourmet is deleting her TikToks.
And trying to silence her.
Trying to silence her. But there's a lot of back and forth because Dave's Gourmet actually did put out a statement saying we paid her, and they showed proof where they had paid her $120,000. And they're like,
maybe here's the proof.
Here's the all proof the proof.
We pay her monthly. And the thing is, what I thought was really wild, like the part that was really shocked me was in her GoFundMe, she's saying like, I have no money. No money to my name. Like, I can't even buy, like, my kids, like, school supplies. Like, she was just saying, like, how bad off that she is. So now everyone's saying, like, well, where'd the money go?
Because, yeah, they've proved now there's that they proof. Have paid her.
They've, there's, you have been
$120,000 is a really big chunk of money.
That's a lot
that's
of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. To get paid. Money. And that's and it was paid over, what, 12 months or 6 months or something? So if you're getting paid 10 grand a month,
yeah,
where's that going?
Yeah.
If you have literally no money to your name, you have no money in your account, then where is all that money going?
Yeah, they were able to prove. So they basically said that they reached out to her to handle the situation outside of court. And I believe she agreed to that. I don't know if she did.
I think so. I think she did.
But the thing is, whenever you sue someone, you can't just be like, I don't think that they're paying me. That's not a good idea.
Like how-
that you should not sue someone because you don't think they're paying. You have to know and you have to have proof.
And then don't blow it up either.
Proof. Yeah. Let the courts handle it. Let your lawyers handle it. The court. But I feel like she had to blow it up because she wanted money to get a legal team because she didn't have money to get a legal team to sue them. So, because she posted the GoFundMe for that. So she had to blow the GoFundMe up in order to get money on that to sue them. But like I said, like you cannot just sue someone because you think they owe you. You have to know and have factual proof in order to win something like that, that they owe you money. You can't just be like, I feel like they're scamming me.
I think
they're scamming me.
Where'd the money go?
Yeah. Oh,
that's
I don't,
my question.
That's my real question. And I did once Dave's Gourmet came out with like the proof that they had paid her what they owed her.
With literal receipts.
There was a lot of girl wears the $120,000. That's a lot of money. You know what I mean? And I get the money runs out eventually.
Of course.
Like I totally get that. And like I don't know where she lives. I don't know if it's expensive where she lives there. I get that. But if they don't owe you the money, they don't owe you the money.
Well, then it's also like, so then that's one source of income.
Yeah.
Doing that. Like, what is there any other, maybe there's other ways that she's making money. If there's not, I don't know. But I do feel like if 10 isn't enough per month, then that's about like really managing your money.
Yeah.
And like managing expectations. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
So it really is about managing expectations and knowing like, okay, like this is what I'm going to allot. Maybe it's
managing expectations off what you thought you were going to make sell. Off mm-hmm. and sell the pink sauce.
I think that's what it is. I think that she thinks that she should be earning like $100,000 a month from how well the pink sauce is doing. When in reality, they're saying like, baby, it's not even doing that great. And the reviews are low.
Well, you know, Dave's Gourmet is like a legit company and like they've, you know, invested in a lot of different brands. So the only thing that I have to question is like, why would they put themselves in a line of fire off scamming a TikToker knowing that they could get sued and that could blow, like why would
and
they
blow up
choose
and be
to scam her? You know what I mean? Like that's such a terrible, but you know what? People make bad decisions every single day. So, I mean, maybe I can ask myself that and that's not legitimate.
I make bad decisions all the time.
Yeah. And it's like legit, but people make bad decisions, but because they were able to prove they pay her, now I feel like they did pay her. And like, you know, they proved it, but it's like, I don't feel like they were probably not scamming her.
Well, I feel like it's even like, it's really a stretch for her to be like, Dave's Gourmet is deleting my TikToks.
That part is a stretch because like, okay. I don't think a company can like how go delete multiple TikToks. Maybe like somebody can strike a TikTok.
A strike maybe, but that doesn't mean like you still get that shit under review. Like you can strike someone's thing, but it doesn't mean that's going to be taken down.
So true. So
it's like, I really do wonder like what is the truth.
There's, listen, a lot of people, it's controversial.
A lot of people would be scared.
It's a controversial thing.
It's very controversial.
Okay, our next topic is Fry Festival. Do you guys remember traumatic?
I can't believe they're doing it again.
They're doing it again. The guy went to prison for scamming all these people, gets out of prison, couple years go by, he's putting on another Fire Festival. He's
like, I want to do another one.
The documentary for this got so big, it kind of made it infamous.
It did.
And now people are buying tickets.
They sold out.
They sold out of tickets.
The pre-sale has sold out for the Fire Festival too. If you, this reminds me of like,
the Travis Scott concert.
It's like, so you're buying tickets because of how horrible the first one went, and you want to see how horrible the second one will be?
Are you ready to be gagged how crazy these people are buying tickets?
What?
There's no location, no dates, no lineup. They're just selling tickets for nothing. Like, there's no information. They have not enough. People are just buying tickets, having no idea where it's at, who the lineup is, what's going to be going on there. They haven't announced any of that. They just sold tickets, and they sold for around $100 to $500.
Could that guy be like, oh, you guys, I'm canceling it, but no refunds? Could he literally do that and just like take all their money?
Well, he's literally a scam artist.
That's what I'm saying. So like, is that even possible? Like, could you do that and be like, I'm canceling, but there was no refund, so y'all lost out on the money.
If you watch the documentary and you willingly give your money to this guy, girl.
Foolish. Unless they're literally doing it for the aspect of like, I want to see what a mess it's going to be.
That's what we were thinking.
It's going to be, me and Laura are actually going to go and we're going to report live in full coverage.
I want Manny to go.
Why Manny? Only. It would be Manny and Laura from full coverage
Laura's
reporting.
Laura's on site today.
Laura's on site. Laura's going to be on site with me. It's going to feel like Survivor again, Laura. And you wanted to be on Survivor.
This is it.
This is Survivor.
This is it with all the influencers there.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is literally Influencer Survivor.
You're going to be the guy that sucks for water.
I sure fucking am.
I'll be like, it's him right here. We need water.
And you know what?
We need water.
I would do it for free.
Hey, do it without the water.
I need water.
You don't even get us the water.
I'm like, that was fun.
Not me. Don't look at me.
Don't look at me. I will take one for the team. It's like a straight guy is like, I want her. And I'm like, I have you covered, bro.
Yes. Yes.
Dog. Bro.
Y'all, this is crazy. I'm sorry. I said that wrong, by the way. The tickets went for $1,200 to $100K. The first time they went from $100. 500 to 100K.
Crazy.
Oh, no, I'm wrong.
Laura, what the hell? Are you going to give me the tea? Full coverage. Full.
Okay, wait. The first round of tickets went for around 1,200. The second round went from up to 8,000.
Jesus Christ.
Like up to $8,000.
So from $1,200 to $8,000.
And there's no dates, no location, and no lineup. How are you going to pay $8,000 and you don't even know where you're going and when you're going?
Delusion. It's giving Delulu. Delulu has entered the chat.
You ain't getting my $8,000.
No, bitch. That's crazy. You're on fucking crack cocaine.
Okay, well, next topic. Brittany.
Oh.
A moment of silence. And divorce. We're back.
The divorce. Mm. This is crazy. Like, and also we didn't get to talk about it last time because we uploaded like our episode and we filmed on Tuesday. I think the news broke on Wednesday. The story broke. We didn't get to like report on it, but yeah. Divorce. Sam filed.
You know what
divorce.
I think? I think the media does that. I think all the media channels watch full coverage.
I think you're right.
And they try to goop and gag us.
They did. They're like, no, we're going to be TMZ. We're going to do it first.
We're going to post it on Wednesday so they can't talk about it.
So they can't do it. They know we record on Tuesdays.
Oh my God. That's why I have a hole in my pants.
Because they reported us. You have a hole in your pants because they reported us.
Oh my God.
So you guys, Sam has filed for divorce from Brittany. And I think it's like fully finalized.
Oh my God, already?
I don't know. That one came out of my ass. Full coverage. That one actually came out of my ass. I don't know if it's actually finalized yet, but there is a filing.
So allegedly, he claims that she abused him at one point while he was sleeping, that she had cheated on him. She denies these allegations.
She denied him.
She denied that she cheated. This is the thing. I feel like everybody and their mom would speculate that Sam was in the marriage for the wrong reasons.
I was speculating that even.
But one of Brittany's biggest reasons for wanting the conservatorship over is so she could marry him. That was one of her biggest reasons. Oh. Yes. So she could marry him. She wanted to marry him very badly. Very badly. She wanted to be married to this man.
I feel like
they were together for a long time.
I was gonna say, like, I really do feel like that he really does love her or did love her.
Did.
I really truly do believe that. And like, I know that there might be the speculation of like, you know, in it for the wrong reasons or money, whatever it might be. But I do think that there really was love in his heart for her. Mm-hmm. And I think that was vice versa from her as well to him. Mm-hmm. So I think that it really is just like an unfortunate situation. And I am very confused at like this whole like, oh, she cheated. I feel like I just don't think she would do it.
I don't think she cheated on him. I feel like
maybe when she was sleeping, she punched him when she was sleeping, but that's about it.
Yeah,
a little boom. Yeah.
A little boom, boom, boom.
A little boom, boom, boom.
I don't know. There was a prenup war. He's in a prenup where apparently like he's not supposed
to remember when he literally was like, I want to expose you if you don't fucking pay me more.
Like extort her for money.
Extort her. And then like, oh my God, what was the actress's name? Who was like, that's extortion. Do you remember that actress that did that? She was in The Help.
That was like speaking out on the behalf of
Brittany. Yes, on behalf
like,
of Brittany.
Not on behalf of Brittany, but like wanted to speak out for Brittany and was like, oh, what this dude's doing is extortion.
It's extortion. You're...
It wasn't Emma, was it?
No,
it was Octavia Spencer.
Yes,
Octavia.
Nice. So she has been like, absolutely not. Like, you need a prenup. He's extorting, and so like, obviously, like the court was like, maybe you signed your prenup, like you can't get more money.
And he tried to combat that, and it's like,
he's like, well, I'm gonna expose Brittany about all the embarrassing shit. I'm like, see, that sounds so nasty to me.
See, that's what the public had always speculated about you, Sam. Mm-hmm. That's what the like, speculation was you behave like that.
You're literally doing exactly what everyone was already speculating that you were going to do, that you were going to be a fucking asshole and in it for the wrong reason.
I think he gets his car.
Any gift that she gave him.
Any gift that she gave him. And then he gets some money, but it's nothing crazy.
No, yeah.
Like, compared to what Brittany has, he's not getting like, the mother load. Yeah, it's a crumb.
Which is fine, because she... earned it from being Britney.
Yes, not from him.
She didn't get fucking paid from your ass when you guys were together. Are you joking? Mm-mm. And you guys were married for what, 13 months? Like, you guys were together for a long time.
Yeah.
But you were not married the whole time. So then why would you be even entitled to a cent? Mm-mm. You're lucky you're even getting the car, Diva.
Honestly, Diva.
Diva, you're lucky you're getting the car.
And you know she'd be buying him gifts. I just know
galore.
It.
I know he has designer stuff and I know he has fucking shit. That's sickening. Baby, if you need something, sell the stuff.
Sell the stuff.
He has no job.
Sell the car.
I just saw the thing that broke that like Sam is jobless post Britney. So it's like, well, I think that you gotta, you know, maybe sell some of those gifts.
I'm worried about Britney. I ain't gonna lie.
I am too, because now it's like there's no family. There's no Sam. Like,
she has nobody. Her kids moved away to Hawaii with her ex. Like, they're gone. I don't even think they speak to her. That's speculation. But from what tidbits I've heard, like, I don't think they have anything to do with her. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone does. And so, like, I am worried for her.
I am too. I wonder. Yeah. I'm like, did you see that one video of her, like, going into, like, the market? Like, she ran in, grabbed, like, some alcohol and, like, ran right out.
I didn't see that.
It was recently. She was not into a market. It was in, like, a gas station. She, like, ran in, got it looked like a little apple, but it was alcohol in it.
Buzz ball.
I think it was
She got a buzz ball.
And she, like, ran in, walked out of it or whatever. And she just, like, didn't look the most, like, lively like how Brittany would be.
Ugh.
So, it's, like, I'm hoping that she just is, like, okay.
Yeah. I know. I'm worried about her.
Me too. Because especially when you have, like, no one in your corner.
That's why I'm worried.
Like, I mean, she has the whole world on her corner. Obviously, like, we're all
really
for her,
but it's not the same. Like, when she was with Sam, like, everything was at bay and, like, everything was kind of, like, moving along. She's always seemed, like, kind of happy. Like, she was, like, on vacations and, like, you know, they would travel a lot from what I could see and do stuff. So she seemed pretty good. But now, like, he's not only in her corner. It seems like he's a bit against her now.
He's against her corner.
So that's
scary.
But
it feels like everyone's against her.
Yeah.
Her kids, her ex, now Sam.
So, like, I worry for her. Oh, she's against them, honey.
I know. Yeah, I mean, of course. But, like, but I mean, then they were also, like, abusing against her in their own way.
So she's against them. But, you know, I don't know. I do worry for her. I mean, we obviously send our well wishes, but Jesus Christ, is a lot to go through. It's a lot. It's a lot.
I can't even, I literally cannot even imagine.
I can't either, so.
R.I.P.
To that.
Their relationship. No one. To the relationship.
Our next and last and final topic
very quick.
Okay, this controversial show, The Idol, had
Johnny. Did you watch?
I did watch the first two episodes.
Only the first two?
Mm-hmm, I couldn't.
You couldn't?
I couldn't.
I didn't watch any of it because I heard it was horrific.
The Weeknd and Johnny Depp's daughter, Lily Rose Depp, are the stars of the show. Which I have speculated.
The Weeknd is a terrible actor.
It's not great. It's not great. I don't even think he's what wrecked the show. I think, to be honest with you, I think the writing of the show wrecked the show.
So just in general, it just wasn't good.
I just don't think it was a good show. I think it was. It had nothing to do with Euphoria, but I think it was supposed to be like for that age group.
Totally.
But it was so.
What was the person that made Euphoria
dark? Was it? Mm-hmm. See, it kind of in a weird way. You know how Euphoria is kind of a dark show.
Absolutely.
Like it's not happy go lucky. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's how this show is. Everything it's is a little darker. It. You know, edgy, mm-hmm. very, very, very sexual. Very sexual. Okay. Extremely sexual. And then you have these two megastars, Lily Rose Depp, mm-hmm. The Weeknd, starring in it. So you expect it to blow the roof off. And then you just watch it and it kind of did fall flat. It just fell flat. Damn. Yeah.
I have no interest in watching, really. The only interest I would have from watching is just based off of like everyone's speculation. I mean, like, well, I have to see what it's about now.
You should watch the first episode. It's crazy.
Really?
Yes.
And you like, so it was good enough to watch an episode two for the first one.
Well, I just heard so much about it. Yeah, so I was like, I got to see what's going on. And then you know what? I was like, every time I was like sitting down to watch TV, I was just like not in the mood to watch it. So that tells me. It didn't hit for me.
It didn't hit. It did not hit you.
Because whenever I have a show that I like, I'm like.
You're binging. You're feral. Yeah,
can't wait. 100%. Like, can't wait.
Well, it's getting canceled.
After one season. Oh my God. We never said what happened. We need to be canceled
again. No, Laura, yep, please.
It's time.
No.
Yeah.
She said one sec, she'll do it for us. She said one sec.
She's about to post something.
She's like,
I got you. She said, let me post your text thread. She said, I got you.
You know your bestie text thread that can never be posted to for anyone.
It's not
you
good
and your
vibes.
Bestie, your text thread in the public life.
Yeah.
It's not good.
It's not good vibes.
Cause you know that's your confidant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And like I have moments where I'm like, Laura, and I tell her, I'm like, I'm gonna be a bitch right now.
Oh. And I'm like, let me pop some popcorn.
I was like,
real
I need to unload on you because I need to vent about something. You know, I'm very that girl. So
anytime. Well, anyways, it's that canceled. Is it for the show's canceled.
Show's canceled. It was
we're
too
canceling this too episode.
It was too controversial in like a way, like people just didn't like the show. Mm-hmm.
They didn't
and it must
like
have not
it.
Done well enough. Because the thing is, like, even if a show is controversial and it does really, really well, they will make it again.
Yeah, like 13 Reasons Why.
Hello, and they did more.
Many.
So
seasons.
It's like if it did well, they would have continued it, but it clearly didn't do that well for it to be enough to want to continue the show.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm kind of like gagged. But also, like, what if, like, the people that were in it, like, what if The Weeknd and Lily were like, I don't want to be in it anymore?
Baby, if you saw the press on this show, you wouldn't be thinking that. You would be like, they canceled it because the show is, like, bad. It was, like, extremely
But what if, like, those, what if those actors saw it and they were like, well, I'm, like, I don't want to be part of this
then
show.
Then they would have wrote them out of the show.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right. You're smart.
Sometimes.
You're smart. You're gorgeous.
Go on. An entrepreneur. I sure
am. A leader, a mentor, a wife, an aunt, a best friend.
That's it. You heard it here first. And now I'm going to take a nap.
A roll tide.
I was telling people on live.
Laura, I jumped in. And I said, I was
trying
tiding.
To throw LSU and Auburn. And I'm like, oh, well, how do you feel that Manny Umiwe is an Alabama fan? Aww.
Have I ever watched a game? No.
He's never going to be an LSU fan.
I never will.
He's never going to be an Auburn LSU fan. I was
Auburn
trying to
the other Alabama.
Your likeness.
How you're trying to wreck people.
To wreck people.
Wow. Uh-huh. And was it working? Were they like?
They were like, bitch, we don't care.
We don't give a fuck.
We don't give a fuck.
Like, we don't give a fuck.
I'm just kidding. What's no SEC? One was. They were laughing at me. They're like, Laura, it. You so crazy.
You're so you're crazy.
You crazy. I was just
you're like, Maddie, don't watch.
They kept going, go Tigers, War Eagle.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, well, how about this? Manny's Alabama fan. got you that one.
And I'm like, Roll Tide.
And they're like, we don't care.
We don't give a fuck, but Roll Tide.
But Roll Tide. But Roll Tide.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cute. I was vlogging in Florida, forever. And you just hear the guy, Roll Tide. Like, to say hello to us. Oh,
that's your greeting? Roll Tide.
It is.
It's literally like.
It's hello, goodbye.
Oh, my God. It's like in Hawaiian.
Mm-hmm.
Mahalo.
It means hello, goodbye in
Roll
Alabama.
Roll Tide is the Hawaiian.
It's the hello,
mahalo.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Tyler, is mahalo the term? Hello and goodbye?
Isn't it aloha?
Or is it aloha?
Isn't aloha hello and goodbye?
Aloha.
But you know what? If you're not an Alabama fan and you say Roll Tide to someone, they'll just say their team. They'll be like, oh, War Eagle. Or they'll say War Damn.
It's aloha. Laura knows. It's aloha. So basically, Roll Tide is the Alabamian aloha.
It means aloha.
Aloha.
We gotta get off this podcast.
I was trying to make it into a clip.
I was trying to say it, and
we could say it to a clip. But then we started buzzing.
We need to leave.
We have to stop. We have to be arrested, actually.
Immediately. Mm-hmm.
We love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for watching. Leave us down below what your favorite story was, what your guys' opinions are. Tell us everything. What do you think about the Morphe, the pink sauce, the Fry Festival, as Laura would say, and Brittany.
The Fry Festival.
What do you guys think?
And what was your pink and pit?
Oh, of course. We know we love
I love reading those.
I do, too. They're like my favorite to read. Anyways, guys, we love you so much. I will see you on our next episode.
Bye, guys. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.